Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are chatting with T.G. Watkins, director of stocks over at Simpler Trading, also editor of the Profit Pilot website. Now, T.G., focusing on the U.S. equity markets, they were off to a pretty hot start this morning. Early hours of trading when the markets opened, the S&P, the NASDAQ, all pushed to new all-time highs and all right around the same time, about an hour to an hour and a half in trading. Hit those highs and reverse. Now, the NASDAQ has reversed quite a bit more as it's now down about 0.5% for today. The S&P is still up a little over 0.25%, but again, off of those highs. And this isn't uncommon to see markets again push to some all-time highs and pull back. But what do you take away from some of these moves, TG? I know that there's reason to be concerned for the overall health of these markets, but quite frankly, they do just keep on pushing ahead to all-time highs.
Well, the pop this morning, some people are pointing to Jerome Powell getting the nod for, you know, staying as chairman for the FOMC of the Fed. And so that might be something, you know, just kind of news to move the market a little bit. But overall, we've been looking for the S&P and the NASDAQ. They've obviously, as you said, just been keep pushing. But I do think that they're getting to a point where they're getting a little bit excessive. You know, this today's sell-off might be a little bit of the beginning or indication of that. But I think this is kind of something where only a handful of stocks are really kind of keeping the market up like this, because if we look at internals or if we look at other ETFs, indexes, we're seeing that the IWM and the Dow have been pulling back for several days, you know, if not more than a week. And then another way to look at this is if we look at the internals, you know, we've been starting to see that new lows are really kind of outpacing anything else. We're seeing that the put call ratio is starting to pick up. We're seeing that breadth is not that great. And we can also even look at the ticker RSP, which is an equal weighted ETF of the S&P. And we can see that it looks a little bit more like the IWM and the Dow. So I think right now we are expecting things to kind of just either weaken or rotate a little bit, which I think would be healthy for the market. Because, yeah, this thing is obviously pushing just way too far and for quite some time.
Well, TG, we were talking a little bit before we started recording about the market breadth and that the capital's concentrated in those dozen or two dozen key names in the main indexes. So it gives that sense that the markets are racing higher. But there's also been a lot of articles out the last few weeks talking about the market breadth being weak across the board, and that there's actually tons of stocks last week that were making new lows just in the NASDAQ, for example. So there is a disparity out there. Do you think that will cause a rotation into some of these names? Because we also talked about the IWM and the small cap stocks. Do you think that maybe there'll be a generalist rotation from some of the larger cap companies into the smaller cap companies?
Well, ideally, that would be great. Of course, we would love to see a wider support of the market, more money going into more stocks as opposed to just a handful of outweighted stocks that lift the market. So yeah, that would be great. And what we've seen before, you know, you and I have talked about this months ago, where we were watching the IWM just go sideways. But underneath the surface, a lot of these small cap stocks were really getting hammered and moving down. And we're starting to see some of them kind of come back alive again. We're barely starting to see some of the cannabis stocks trying to slow their descent and, you know, look like they're going to do something. And then a couple of stocks that I like are in the EV space or the alternative fuel space, alternative energy space. We've been seeing them start to move up again. And so ideally, that would be the situation, is that during this current pullback on the IWM, or while the market keeps going up on the big cap stuff, that underneath the surface things are setting up, like they're pulling back, and then hopefully they're on sale and looking more attractive to larger investors, to where when they start pulling out of the larger cap stuff, they actually start going into these names. That would be great. We don't know if that's going to happen yet, so we just need to keep watching.
So TG, this is not uncommon for these markets. It feels like over the last decade, we have consistently heard of the market's getting too overheated, reaching all-time highs, and sometimes that coming on weak breath, and a lot of negative comments saying market crash is coming. However, what we consistently have seen over this last decade is a rotation of money into a select few stocks. Sometimes that pushes it higher to all-time highs, the overall averages, and then eventually that money, again, staying within the markets and then being spread out to other sectors as dips get bought. Do you see any indication that it's going to change this time?
So far, not yet. It is pretty hard to argue with the NASDAQ and the S&P at all-time highs, and then also that the IWM has recently broken out from its 8-plus month sideways consolidation. Like, it's really hard to think like, oh, okay, now the market's going to fall apart. We literally just got the IWM starting to kick into gear and work out. If this continues to be good, then what I would say is we're looking at the IWM breaking out after a very, very long consolidation period, and it was a very strong, forceful breakout, but it got too overbought. It just kind of shot straight up, got outside of its outer bounds, and then now it's pulling back. And what I'm looking for is price to come back down into support of the moving averages, and it's not there yet. We look at the IWM compared to the daily 50. That move up over the last couple of weeks was just straight up, and it pulled very, very far away from the daily 50. And at this point, I'm really just waiting and watching for the IWM to pull back into the daily 50 or somewhere around there and start finding some support. And if it does over the course of time, then we should continue moving up, and we should see, hopefully, as I said earlier, more broad-based support about the market breadth in that case. So for now, I'm not going to be looking at an idea of the market falling apart. We just saw new all-time highs across the board, and I think that what we're looking for is just a pullback into support and then a verification of that, and hopefully a continued move to the upside.
Yeah, DG, it's uncanny how many times the market has pulled back to that 50-day moving average and gotten bought, and the buy to dip thesis has continued to play out over and over again. So nothing on the radar right now to suggest that there's a big change to that. One question I have, though, is just about the concentration of capital due to the passive investing theme. There's so many investors now that are on autopilot, where they're buying the indexes or they're buying ETFs, and it kind of concentrates those people. It becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy in a way. It gets more and more people into the same names. Do you think that that's at the detriment to the individual stock pickers that we maybe would have seen a decade or two back that wanted to control their own portfolio, pick their own stocks? They're probably underperforming just the general indexes at this point. Do you think that this is all tying into that passive investive theme we've seen over the last decade?
Boy, I think we are seeing that the indexes are kind of a nice, easy, safe place to be. I mean, just buy the S&P or buy a leveraged ETF of the S&P and the NASDAQ, or buy the big names that we know, NVIDIA, Tesla, like whatever. It would be great. I think if we kind of relate this back to reality, it would be great that instead of buying Walmart, you kind of actually invest in your mom and pop shops. And I think that that would help get money around better. I think that money is, of course, concentrated in these big names, but people are going to go where they know they can make money, and that's where we're going to make money, then so be it. I mean, it's hard to say, well, I would love to give money to some of these other EV names that should do well or should be taken off, but they're not. Like, people aren't going to do that. They're just not going to put their money there. So it's, I think, as you said, a self-fulfilling prophecy. I mean, we're going to go where the money's going to go, and we're going to keep doing that and snowballing it until it doesn't work anymore.
That has been the theme, right? And again, all the money is staying within these markets. That's the biggest takeaway here, is that people don't seem to be rushing for the exits. That being said, we have seen some of the, let's call them, safer assets run over the last couple of weeks, especially after the Fed meeting, and even a little bit before that. They had put in at least some sort of a short-term bottom. Do you see any impetus here for investors to keep moving into, say, the US dollar or the precious metals, even cryptocurrencies? I know cryptocurrencies have pulled back a little bit, but again, there was that safe narrative that people were saying, oh, maybe there is some diversification going on here.
I do see people going into some of those alternative things. I am guiding people into gold miners, precious metals, silver, stuff like that. We are starting to see some activity and some rotation there. The moving averages are starting to change. It's basically stopped going down. So yes, I do see that happening, and I do see the same thing with crypto. Bitcoin made two new all-time highs just a couple weeks ago, and then it's pulled back fine, just watching for it to come back down into support. And we're watching Ethereum, same thing, made new all-time highs, and then the Bitcoin miners have a lot of volume coming into them. So yeah, I'm pretty much on board with those kind of things, but I don't think that any of them are big enough to sway what's going on with the rest of the market. And I think part of the reason why we're probably not seeing money leave the market is because, one, there is so much money since so many dollars were printed through the Fed, and two, it's like, well, where are they going to go? right now, inflation is increasing. We do need to hedge against inflation. And those who have the ability to invest, I think, are putting it in the stock market because it's the only place that you can put money to hedge against 6% inflation. You know, real estate, I don't think, is going to be doing that. While it is good and it is up and strong, it's generally not going to outpace inflation. And cash is trash. Bonds aren't doing it. And so where do you put it? Precious metals, cryptos now, and then the stock market. It's the only place that's appreciating in such a way to outpace inflation.
Well, TG, you also mentioned the stronger dollar, and it has broken up to the highs for the year recently, and it even broke higher today on some of that Fed news. Do you think that the dollar strength will pressure any markets? Like, I'm thinking commodities, for example. Do you think that if we continue to see that dollar strength, we may see more of a pull down in the commodity sector?
The rules would say yes. The rules would also say that an increasing dollar should push down equities too, should push down the stock market. But I think that the larger force at play is inflation. And I think that we're going to be looking at this and just saying that it's going to be like, screw it, whatever. We know the dollar is stronger, but so is inflation. So we kind of need to outpace inflation. And that's why I think the stock market is probably going to keep going up. As far as commodities, I don't know. I'm not too much into that space. Again, there are the old rules. And right now, some of that may not matter. Just like, you know, maybe inflation is transitory, but it's not. And all these other things. There's a lot of stuff right now that old rules would say shouldn't be happening, but it is. So it's a bit of a mixed bag right there. And as far as an increase in dollars should be putting pressure on, say, precious metals, that's an old rule too. But again, I'm kind of thinking that inflation pressures have people investing in these things in order to hedge against. And I think that they will keep going up despite the dollar. I think inflation is probably the stronger thing than the increasing dollar.
Okay, we'll wrap it up there because, look, there is the debate as to what actually matters moving into next year, whether it's markets or data. And I do tend to agree with you right now, TG, is that inflation data does seem to be the one that is moving markets, and it's not just a one-day volatile move either. We have seen trends established on the back of that higher inflation data. Let's see what the next round of inflation data is, because it seems like that's what traders are really guessing on as we move through next month and into the new year. TG, great chatting with you as always, buddy. We'll chat again in another couple weeks. I hope you have a great rest of your week.
Awesome. Looking forward to it, guys, and happy Thanksgiving.